Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 10, Avoiding Division, which is versus the oneness that we keep, and rejecting apostasy, which is versus the faith that we contend for. Saturday, related verses, Jude 1 through 3 and 20 through 21. Jude, a slave of Jesus Christ and a brother to James, to those who are called, beloved, in God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. Mercy to you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, while using all diligence to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you and exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. But you, beloved, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, awaiting the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Acts 6:7. And the word of God grew, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem multiplied greatly, and a large number of the priests obeyed the faith. 1 Timothy 3:9, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. 1 Timothy 6:10-12, for the love of money is a root of all evils, because of which some, apprising after money, have been led away from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many pains. But you, O man of God, flee these things, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, meekness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on the eternal life to which you were called and have confessed the good confession before many witnesses. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Suggested reading. The faith in Jude 3 is not subjective faith as our believing, but objective faith as our belief, referring to the things we believe in, the contents of the New Testament, as our faith, in which we believe for our common salvation. This faith, not any doctrine, has been delivered once for all to the saints. For this faith we should earnestly contend. We believe that the Bible, word by word, is divinely inspired by God, as the breath of God. We must believe that the Bible is God's infallible word. God is uniquely one but triune, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The Godhead is distinctly three, but they are not three gods separately. In the Old Testament and in the New Testament, the Bible tells us definitely that God is one. Christ was the very God in eternity and became a man in time. His deity is complete and his humanity is perfect. Hence, he is both God and man, possessing both divinity and humanity. Christ first became a man in incarnation and died on the cross for our redemption. Then he rose from the dead for our regeneration, ascended to the heavens to be Lord of all, and will come back as the bridegroom to the church, and the King of Kings to all the nations. These are the main aspects of the work of Christ. A sinner must repent to God and believe in Christ for forgiveness of sins, for redemption, for justification, and for regeneration, in order that he may have eternal life to become a child of God and a member of Christ. This is our salvation by God through faith. The church, composed of all the genuine believers in Christ, as the body of Christ, is universally one, and a local church, as the expression of the body of Christ, is locally one. One city, one church. The above items are the six main items of the proper Christian faith, All real Christians do not have any disputation about these items. As the body of Christ, the church is universally one. As the expression of the body of Christ, a local church is locally one. This does not mean, however, that a real believer in Christ who does not agree with one city, one church is not saved. He or she is saved, but there is something lacking, not for salvation, but for the proper church life. The faith is the speciality of the church life. Concerning these points of our Christian faith, there should be no argument. There is no need for us to fight for other things. We have to fight the good fight of such a faith. We have to contend for such a faith. We have to teach and preach such a faith. The entire Blessed Trinity is employed and enjoyed by the believers by their praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping themselves in the love of God, and awaiting the mercy of our Lord unto eternal life.